Welcome to today's edition of Moments of Grace. Today's devotion cast is designed to give you a glimpse into God's Word that will challenge, comfort, and bless you. Moments of Grace is a daily devotional ministry of Grace Mode, located in Pueblo, Colorado, and featuring our host, Reverend Al Daigle.
Welcome back to Moments of Grace. This is Pastor Al Daigle, and I've been looking at Nehemiah chapter 8, and I really enjoy it. This tells me of some people who gathered together to listen to what God's Word says and means, and they allowed those people to teach them. They listened respectfully, and when they heard what God had to say for them, they were willing to take action and do what the Word of God said that they should do. In the next days, I want to share just a little of how this unfolded with Nehemiah the governor and Ezra the priest and a variety of others who were helping the people understand what the Bible, the Word of God, the law was all about, and how they could use it to identify with the great God of Israel, the God of creation, the one who loved and protected them, the one they loved, and dare I say, the one I love. Here in chapter 8, we see now all the people gathered together as one man in the open square that was in front of the water gate, and they told Ezra, the scribe, to bring the book of the law of Moses, which the Lord had commanded Israel. So Ezra, the priest, brought the law before the congregation of men and women, and all who could hear with understanding on the first day of the seventh month. Then he read from it in the open square that was in front of the water gate from morning until midday before the men and women and those who could understand, and the ears of all the people were attentive to the book of the law. So Ezra the scribe stood on a platform of wood which they had made for the purpose, and beside him at his right hand stood 13 trusted men, some on his right hand, some on his left. And Ezra opened the book in the sight of all the people, for he was standing above all the people, and when he opened it, all the people stood up, and Ezra blessed the Lord, the great God. Then all the people answered, Amen, Amen, while lifting up their hands, and they bowed their heads and worshipped the Lord with their faces to the ground. Here we see that the people were ready to listen to the Word of God. Yes, to listen, to absorb, but even so, it was great. It was fairly unknown to them, and they needed help understanding. So we see in verse 7 that there were a variety of men who were assisting, including many of the Levites, who helped the people to understand the law, and the people stood in their place. So they read distinctly from the book in the law of God, and they gave the sense and helped them understand the reading. Now I find it interesting that Ezra, the scribe, who was also the high priest, brought the Word of God carefully. They made a stage, a platform of wood, on which Ezra and those accompanying him would stand. And when he would stand, that is where he read the law to the people, but just reading it wasn't really enough, for they needed the help just to understand the reading and get the sense of what the law was saying. The reason they didn't already have the sense and the understanding of the law of God is because they had been in captivity. They had not been under the tutelage of a priest or the Levites for way too long, but they were hungry for the Word of God. In the next days, we'll see more of how this happened and how it affected the people. But for now, let me say this. If you are unfamiliar with the Word of God, that's part of the reason we are here with Moments of Grace. For every day, I will bring something from the Word of God. It could be from the Old or the New Testament. It could be from the wisdom literature, the prophets, from history, but it will be from the Word of God. And perhaps sometimes even those who know the Lord need the sense and the understanding shared in a way that can hit home. And of course, those who do not know the Lord, there is far less sense and understanding available to them, because we who have trusted in Jesus also now have the Spirit of God indwelling us so that we can understand, even if we are looking at God's Word all by ourselves in our quiet time. For God will speak to us through His Word, and He speaks even more clearly to believers who gather together and worship the God of creation, the God of salvation, as we share in our churches and small group Bible studies. Yes, we can continue to learn more and more of the sense and the meaning of God's Word. And when we do, it is very important that we let God's Word change us. More about that in the next few days. But for now, my time is gone, but I will be back tomorrow with more Moments of Grace. Till then, this is Pastor Al Daigle saying, keep looking up.
Thank you for listening to Moments of Grace. We hope that today's word will inspire and enrich your life. We welcome your correspondence, including prayer requests, comments, and support. You can find us on the web at gracemode.org, and our mailing address is Grace Mode at 2216 West Street in Pueblo, Colorado, 81003. And our email address is 1gracemode@gmail.com.